there's been talk in Lansing about whether term limits should be extended. That talk is heating up. Michigan voters approved term limits for state lawmakers back in 1992, but Republican Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville thinks maybe it's time they're extended. Senator Richardville, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Senator, polls show that term limits are still popular among Michigan voters. Why change them?
Well, these are the most restrictive term limits in the United States. Others that were part of that movement back in the early 90s have either rescinded or changed their term limits. And, you know, every 20, 25 years or so, maybe it's a good idea to take a look at legislation and see if it makes sense. It's not that we're looking to eliminate term limits, just looking to extend them in what I think is a pretty reasonable kind of way, where voters would have a choice as to whether somebody could run an extra term. But we're not looking to throw the baby out with the bathwater just to change the bathwater.
Talk to me a little bit about your thinking about extending them. You've said that lawmakers would have to go around and maybe get a certain amount of signatures from voters within their district, would then submit those signatures as sort of proof that, hey, folks want me still in office.
So what I would do in this case, a lot of people, the feedback that I get often is, yeah, we like term limits, and we don't trust those people in office for an entire career. We don't want career politicians.
Mm-hmm.
But my guy's okay. My woman's okay. Whoever is representing me seems okay. So we can extend that there. And, you know, I live in the district that John Dingell represented. So I had a lot of people that would say that. And John won, I don't know, 27, 28 elections, something in that neighborhood. Term limits were deemed unconstitutional by the federal government, the United States Supreme Court, for federal offices. And what I'm looking to do is, today you can be recalled. In other words, if somebody doesn't think you're doing a good job, they can go around your district and get 20% of this, a number equivalent to 20% of the people that voted in the last gubernatorial election, and put you on a ballot to have you recalled and voted out of office. So I think it's only reasonable if you also say, well, if somebody wants to run an extra term beyond term limits in the Senate, and this person can go out and get 20% of the people that voted in the last election to say that's a good idea, they can have their name back on the ballot one more time. I think it's good for people, and I've got a lot of positive feedback on this proposal.
And yet you will hear from people who say this just sort of feeds into the perception that lawmakers just want to keep their jobs, keep their benefits, as you said, will sort of do whatever it takes to be so-called, you know, career politicians.
Yeah, well, let me be clear. I haven't had a raise in my salary in about 12 years. There is no pension. There is no retirement pension in the Michigan legislature. Congress has that, and others have it, but not in the Michigan legislature. And I make considerably less than I did before I ever ran for office. I do this because I love the job, I love the work, and I hope that I can do good things for the people of the state of Michigan. But I'm not going to run again. That's why I'm taking this ball and running with it, because I have no intention of coming back into the legislature in Michigan, even should this pass. But I just think that because of the institution and what I've learned and being a member of this institution, that it would be a better representation of people if we had that.
You'd need to get 2/3 support in both the state house and the Senate to pass this. Do you have that kind of support among lawmakers?
I think most people that listen to the proposal like it. I'm also going to put things on there like, you know, that don't exist today. If you don't show up to work, you don't get paid. If you don't get the budget passed by a certain time, then we're going to dock your pay for that, too. Just responsible kinds of things for people in everyday jobs that have the same kind of rules or restrictions. We're going to do that, too. So it's a little bit of an overhaul of the system. When I was a freshman in the House, I came up here and didn't know very much about government at all. The difficulty is that when I went to talk to somebody who was the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, for instance, he'd only been here for 2 years. Or if I went to talk to the chairman of the Economic Development Committee, that person had no experience either. So there aren't the go-to kind of people up here, because term limits eliminates those people every couple of years. So it's not just the new people that are coming into the legislature, but those that have been around are still learning.
One of the issues that folks talk about is that term limits has put too much power in the hands of lobbyists. The lobbyists become sort of institutional in Lansing, that they actually better understand how things work at the state capitol than the newbie lawmakers. Do lobbyists have too much power in Lansing because of term limits?
Well, you know, there are really good lobbyists, there are average lobbyists, and there's not such good lobbyists. So lobbyists do play a part here in helping to educate legislators. But sometimes that education is biased based on who they're representing. So it's not just the lobbyists that have more information and more quote-unquote power, but it's the bureaucrats, too, those that have been up here for a long time. So the voice of the people, I don't think we want to silence or we want to weaken. Instead, I think we ought to make it stronger so that people are represented the way they should be.
It sounds like if this is taken up, it would be taken up in lame duck. If it doesn't get taken up in lame duck, would you consider putting it directly on the ballot?
I would have no problem with that. I think, again, once people are educated as to what we're talking about, there's no self-serving thing here. It's all about representing the people in a better way than what the initial plan back in 1990 or so called for. I'm going to do the best I can, but if it had to go straight to the ballot, I'd have no problem with that.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So let's turn to Jack Lessenberry now, Michigan Radio's political analyst. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Zoe.
So, Jack, there's this interesting dichotomy, right, where you talk to those in politics who cover politics and you ask them what are the biggest problems in Lansing, and they'll say gerrymandered districts and term limits. And yet you talk to voters and they remain in favor of term limits.
Well, that's because voters don't really understand how this all works. That's been true from the beginning. In fact, when term limits were passed in 1992, most voters voted for them, I believe, because they thought they were going to be able to get rid of congressmen they didn't like. That's how the law was written. But, of course, a federal court said that Michigan had no authority to meddle with the terms of federal office holders. So people, they see people there they don't like, and they say, well, at least we can get rid of them. What people don't realize, because they have real lives and real jobs and they're very busy, is that term limits have rendered the legislature almost totally dysfunctional.
Although, haven't term limits sort of just exacerbated a problem that was already there? I mean, this issue that lawmakers aren't getting along, that there's too much influence from lobbyists. I mean, if we repealed them or changed them, those things would still go on, wouldn't they?
Not at the same level. I covered the legislature sporadically in the late 1970s and early 1980s. It was an entirely different place. Sure, you always had influence of lobbyists, but it's sort of the difference between having a sunburn and having skin cancer. What you had before term limits is you had a core of people on both sides who'd been there 20 years, 30 years. It was their profession at some level, loyal to the institution and to Michigan. Took precedence over partisanship. They knew how to get things done. They were experienced. Did you have some people who'd stay there way too long? Of course you did. But you have that in Congress, and the constitutions of both Michigan and the federal government provide for the best possible term limits, which were elections.
Randy Richardville, he's talking about extending them, that lawmakers would go out in their districts, get a number of signatures in order to run again. I mean, in your mind, does that work, or should we just sort of get rid of them altogether?
I think you need to get rid of them altogether, but sadly, nothing is going to happen that I can see. Randy Richardville can talk about messing with them, but Randy Richardville hasn't even been able to get the roads fixed, and the lobbyists and the special interest would pour in gazillions of dollars to defeat it with misleading advertising. They love term limits. In fact, I talked to a Republican congressman the other day from Ohio who said when he was a legislator in Ohio, which has less strict term limits, some lobbyists said, I don't have to pay attention to you. I'll be here in 2 years and you'll be gone.
Hmm.
And there's a whole lot of that. Plus, I once had a lawmaker tell me that it took him 6 years in the legislature to find out where all the bathrooms were. So, and that now after 6 years, they have to go. You need institutional memory. You need people who've been around for a long time. You certainly need a mix of new people, too. I'm not saying that. But term limits has been an unmitigated disaster. Anyone who knows anything about it will tell you that. It hasn't even gotten that much new blood in. We just play politicians play musical chairs with each other, and it fosters corruption.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. Jack, thank you so much.
Next time, I'll tell you what I really think.